Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This week, we're really seeing how much pride can get in the way of the Lord's plan and the ways in which the Lord wants to use us. You hear story after story after story of that, whether the Old Testament or the New, that pride so often when we think that I know best. I know what needs to happen here. I have the gifts to accomplish it, and therefore we're going to do it, rather than, Lord, I am at your service. The gifts you have given me, I can use here, but what's your purpose? What's your plan? What do you want to accomplish here, Lord? And how can I serve you? That needs to be the disposition of our hearts. It's something to pray for every day. The first reading here from the first book of Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 to 9, and chapter 19, verses 1 to 7. When David and Saul approached on David's return after slaying the Philistine, women came out from each of the cities of Israel, to meet King Saul, singing and dancing with tambourines, joyful songs and sistrums. The women played and sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. Uh-oh. Saul was very angry and resentful of the song, for he thought, they give David 10,000s, but only thousands to me. All that remains for him is the kingship. Oh, instead of rejoicing that David had slain the enemy, he's jealous. Pride takes over, and he's jealous. And that does not lead to good things. Brothers and sisters, what matters for all eternity is how you relate to God with the gifts that he has given you. Are you a good steward of those gifts? Are you using the talent, the ability that God has given you for the good? Keep it simple. Don't say, well, so-and-so's better than I am, and I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that, or they're praising that person, nobody ever praises me. Don't give in to that kind of thinking. Don't give in to that kind of lie. Just say, Lord, I am your servant. Help me to do your will. Because, my goodness, then you have the infinite, seemingly, the infinite courts of heaven to thank God for you. Your focus is too narrow when you're just dealing with one situation and you're drawing all kinds of conclusions from it. Because we're trying to protect ourselves. We want people to think well of us. We want people to honor us and thank us. It feeds our flesh. We're drawn to it. It's our pride, but we're drawn to it. It doesn't bear fruit, brothers and sisters. You want to use your talents and abilities as God wants them used for the salvation of others, for the help for many. Art can do it. Music can do it. Great wisdom, great philosophers, great teachers of the law, theologians, doctors, nurses, therapists of all kinds. There's so many ways, lawyers, there's so many ways that the gifts and talents that we've been given can be used in a mighty way to make this world better. Don't go into anything, don't go into any profession so that I can get ahead, so that I can make this salary. Sometimes salaries are important. I'm not saying they're not important, but they're not the most important. What is most important is, God, what do you want of me, and how do you want to use me in this position? When that's your spirit and your attitude, then God will have you bear fruit, not only for the good of people in this life, but for all eternity. Saul was very angry and resentful of the song, for he thought they'd give David 10,000s, but only thousands to me. All that remains for him is the kingship. And from that day on, Saul was jealous of David. Saul discussed his intention of killing David with his son Jonathan and with all his servants. But Saul's son Jonathan, who was very fond of David, told him, "My father Saul is trying to kill you. Therefore, please be on your guard tomorrow morning. Get out of sight and remain in hiding. I, however, will go out and stand beside my father in the countryside where you are and will speak to him about you. If I learn anything, I will let you know." Jonathan then spoke well of David to his father Saul, saying to him, "Let not your majesty sin against his servant David, for he has committed no offense against you, but has helped you very much by his deeds. When he took his life in his hands and slew the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great victory for all Israel through him, you were glad to see that. Why then should you become guilty of shedding innocent blood by killing David without cause?" Saul heeded Jonathan's plea and swore, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be killed." So Jonathan summoned David and repeated the whole conversation to him. Jonathan then brought David to Saul, and David served him as before. Look at the strength of character there in both Jonathan and David. My goodness, if I thought somebody was out to kill me, how would I have handled that? God was protecting, and he used Jonathan to accomplish something very, very good. Brothers and sisters, let God orchestrate your life, not your pride, not your passions, not your fears. Let God orchestrate your life. He'll use what you think. It's not that he bypasses you at all, but he wants you to do things according to his plan and his mind, because so much good can come of that. We're so short-sighted. We see so little. Bring God into every situation you have to deal with, no matter how difficult. Bring God into it. Seek God. Pray to have a friend like Jonathan here. But seek the Lord. Don't let your own passions, your own pride, your own anger, your own fear, whatever, don't let it rule the day. Don't let it be the basis of your decisions. Take it all to the Lord and ask him to show you the way you should go. In God I trust, I shall not fear. Have mercy on me, O God, for men trample upon me. All the day they press their attack against me. My adversaries trample upon me all the day. Yes, many fight against me. This is our life sometimes, isn't it? But the psalmist says, "My wanderings you have counted. My tears are stored in your flask. Are they not recorded in your book? Then do my enemies turn back when I call upon you." Instead of taking things into our own hands, call upon the Lord. "Now I know that God is with me, in God in whose promise I glory, in God I trust without fear. What can flesh do against me? I am bound, O God, by vows to you. Your thank offerings I will fulfill, for you have rescued me from death, my feet too from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living." As the psalmist has experienced that willingness to put himself and his situations under the power of God, under the lordship of Christ, wanting the will of God, and it bears good fruit. Ask God to give you faith to put all of your circumstances in the Lord's hands. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many. And as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." And he warned them sternly not to make him known. Why? Because he didn't want the voice of the enemy to have any place, any place, any place in his ministry. None. Brothers and sisters, the Lord walks among us today. We can't see him the way they did then, but the Lord walks among us today. The Lord wants to bless us today. The Lord wants to show us how to use the gifts we've been given. He wants to show us how in the current circumstances of our day, right here and now, he shows us what he wants us to do. Let's look over this gospel again, this section of Mark's gospel. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. I repeat this because I want you to see this is a large crowd of people. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." Notice, those evil spirits, as I said a moment ago, are declaring the truth. But Jesus does not want people getting the truth from that source, because often Satan will use a truth in order to get us to pay more attention to his temptation, to his plan, and that can take us totally off course. I want you to see this. The enemy prowls around all the time, trying to get you to put yourself in the center of your world instead of God, trying to entice you, trying to show you that you have all these terrible fears, and that's just the way life's going to be, that Satan tries to cripple us. He tries to lead us astray. He tries to entice us. You don't want to listen to his voice ever under any circumstances. I want to encourage you. I mentioned a book the other day, The Gospel of Mark by Dr. Mary Healy. If you go to our website, renewalministries.net, and click on bookstore, you would be able to order a copy of this. Since we're using the Gospel of Mark right now, you might find it helpful not only now, but for years to come. The Gospel of Mark by Dr. Mary Healy. Brothers and sisters, I can say all of this again and again and again. Do this, don't do that, go here, stay away from this. I can say those things. And you can say, oh yeah, that's good, that's good. But unless you decide to do something, to take a decision, to make a decision yourself about what you're going to be open to and what you're going to close yourself to, and because we have habit patterns in our lives, habits are hard to break. But if you come before the Lord and say, Lord, I operate out of pride. I need to change. Will you help me? Will you teach me? I will come to you every day for help. Please teach me. May God give you the wisdom and the humility to do that. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.